Good afternoon, GWA Backstage. This is Spark of Affection, and I am here with a questionnaire today because someone is trying to get me out of hiding. La Ponceau gave me a naughty questionnaire, so I guess I am going to do it. Okay, question one. How important is sex to you in a relationship? I would say that it is very important. I'm a very physically affectionate person, and I have an intimacy kink. So, yeah, it's super, super important. Question two. Do you prefer penetration or non-penetration sex? Okay, so, spoiler alert about me, I cannot have penetrative sex because, I have medical conditions that prevent me from doing that because it hurts a lot. So, I guess the answer to this question is rather self-explanatory. Question three. Would you listen to erotic audios in front of your family? No, but I regularly listen to GWA while I'm at work. I try not to listen to the people that I know are louder people, but I definitely listen to GWA at work, and I work in a relatively open area. I work in an office, and we don't even really have cubicles. There's just kind of desks, and there's a cubicle around the desk itself, but not around me or any of my coworkers. So it's very out in the open, and I have to be careful with how loud the volume is, because I don't want any noise coming out of my earbuds and people figuring out what I'm doing, because that would be bad. So, yeah. Question four. Are you sometimes too aroused in a situation without any way of release? What's your strategy in such cases? Well, I listen to GWA at work, so... that should answer that question. Strategies. The thing that I sext when I can't relieve myself. And, like, it doesn't make the physical, arousal any better. But at least I'm having fun, I guess. That's pretty much just what I do when I get too horny. And I can't do anything about it, is I just go sext somebody. Which is cool, I guess. I don't even know. I am the opposite of cool. next question. What's the sexiest time of year? I don't know. Like, I've never really thought about it that way. I live in somewhere with a very warm climate, so it's not like, you know, 2/3 of the year people are kind of bundled up in a bunch of layers of clothing, and then when summer happens, everybody's wearing, you know, sundresses and shorts and all of that. Everybody wears all of that. Except for, like, 3 days out of the year when it's actually cold here. So, I don't know. I don't have a good answer for that. I can't answer that question. next question. Have you ever known you'd be down to fuck someone within minutes of meeting them? Yes, and it's a bad decision every single time. And that's all I'm going to say about that. Next question. Do you feel like you're a sexy person? Not really. I can believe that I'm cute and adorable and funny, but I have a really hard time believing in sexy because of the way I look. Not that I think that I'm ugly per se, but the figure that I have is very, it's, I'm not very curves in the right places kind of girl, but I got curves without going into too much detail in what I look like. So, well, I guess I'll go into some more detail. My boobs are rather small. I mean, yeah, they're not, especially for someone of my size. I'm not very proportional. And my hips aren't terribly wide either, and I got blessed with a pancake ass, so most of the weight that I carry tends to gravitate towards my tummy, and so yeah. Even for bigger women, the acceptable sexy, I guess we would call it in society, is basically someone who still has an hourglass shape. They're just bigger. And I have a hard time reconciling myself against that and letting people find my body attractive because of that. It's a work in progress. Next question and last question. What's the movie you would never stop watching, even if you were in a bed with the hottest person in the world and they want to play? I don't know. I don't really watch movies. I have been known to kind of let movies play for a little while, and then when things get really, really awkward, that's when I turn it off. That's how I ended up playing with somebody while watching The Lion King. And we watch it up until oh, I haven't actually seen that movie in a really, really long time. It's where the three hyenas are singing and laughing, and that just got too awkward, and then we paused it, and one of the hyenas was making like this really kind of derpy face, and then we just laughed and then turned it off and then continued what we were doing. And yeah, good times, except that wasn't really good times. Well, it was good times at that point. What happened afterward was not so great. But anyway, that's all the questions that he gave me. So I hope that you all are having a great day. And yeah, I think that's all I have to say. All right.